Welcome back, and now let's settle for the details. Cocoboard has advanced more than 1 billion cedis as payment to license buying companies as far this week. This is part of effort to settle debt owed these companies, which will go a long way to clear debt owed the cocoa farmers. Let's get on to Zoom and speak to the head of public affairs at Cocoboard, Jerome Kwekwo-Sam, for more details on this development. Jerome, it's good to have you here with us on the marketplace. Now, please, can you give me a breakdown of these payments made this week, and why is it going to license buying companies but not the cocoa farmers?
Okay, so good afternoon very much. As we all know, at the last cabinet meeting, cabinet, as part of the reforms and also some directives being given, cabinet decided or directed that cocoa board makes sale of the 50,000 metric tons, which cocoa board had taken delivery of. So subsequently, a decision was taken by management to sell those 50,000 metric tons. And then out of the sale that we have made, I mean, funds have been coming in for payment to be made to the LBCs. And also to your next question as to why not the farmers, cocoa board does not interface directly with the cocoa farmer. So the LBCs or the licensed buying companies, they make pitches on behalf of cocoa board and then submit or deliver to cocoa board. So that is the process.
Now, when are you hoping to clear all the debts owed the farmers as well as the licensed buying companies?
Yes, so I think the contentious issue was the 50,000 metric tons, because we did indicate that the 530,000 metric tons, which already had been assigned to off-takers, monies had been coming in to be given to the LBCs. So that was not in doubt at all. In fact, the president for Likoba did confirm that money have been coming in for such. So what our focus now is on the 50,000 metric tons, which we had not made sale of. But I can confirm that we've sold them and monies have been coming. So we have started. I cannot be specific with the timelines as to today or tomorrow. But yesterday, we were able to pay about 237 million cedis. And just today, this morning, we again made a payment of 854 million Ghana cedis. It is possible that even before close of day, funds will come in. So as and when funds come in, we make a payment to the licensed buying companies for them to also be able to make payment to our gallant old cocoa farmers. But I mean, the fact remains that Cocoa Board is highly committed to ensuring that the difficulty that we experience, we are not going to experience it again. And that brings us to the new financing model that is yet to be introduced to Parliament, where we shall be raising funds or bonds domestically for the purchase of old cocoa. That would deal with the issue of no liquidity within a particular crop year. So I think that we've made headway.
Great. Now, we understand that from this Friday, Cocoa Board will start paying the revised producer price to the cocoa farmers. And can you give us more details on that? But we thought that all the beans have been already sold.
No. So none of our communication had suggested sale, because if you could remember, we did say that we made a projection of 650,000 metric tons for the 2025-2026 season. And out of this 650,000, 580,000 had been purchased. And out of the 580,000, 530 had been assigned, which meant that we had no money difficulty in relation to that 530,000. However, because we had not assigned the 50,000 due to the drastic reduction in price, that had become an issue that Cocoa Board was dealing with. So it's remained about 70,000 which Cocoa Board is expected to have, which Cocoa Board hadn't taken delivery of at all. So the new price that we did announce, or the minister did announce, is in relation to the 70,000 which Cocoa Board is yet to take delivery of. So none of our communique have we stated that we have purchased all the projected cocoa bean for 2025-2026. In none of our communique have we
Thank you for the clarity. Now, how is the output like for this year when it comes to production targets and also concerns that we could witness some smuggling?
No, I beg to differ. We are not going to witness smuggling, because smuggling largely is contingent on price difference, most especially between Ghana and its neighboring country, i.e. Cote d'Ivoire and also Togo. If you do go to Cote d'Ivoire today, news all over, I can quote Reuters, news from Reuters suggests that, I mean, the farmers have been complaining bitterly. So if on paper they have issued a communique that they are maintaining their price, why then are the farmers in Cote d'Ivoire complaining that their beans are not being bought? And if your beans are not being bought, then it means you're not going to get any money. So if there's going to be any smuggling, then we rather will be experiencing a reverse smuggling, where the Ivorians would want to bring in their cocoa for what? For payments. So we would have to put in measures to ensure that we do not incur additional expenses or additional cost, because if you buy beans smuggled into your country, you also do so or purchase with the intent of what? Selling it. But if you should go and sell it, you are losing. Let me also put on record that as at last 2 weeks or so, when the finance minister made the announcement, the price has further reduced from the $4,200 to about $3,000 per ton. So meaning we've lost about $1,200 since the minister made an announcement. So it will never be in the interest of anybody to smuggle cocoa out of this country to Cote d'Ivoire, because you're not going to get any money for the cocoa you smuggle.
All right, Jerome, help us understand. By this Friday, how is the payment going to be done, hopefully?
No, so the payment, as and when we take delivery of what? Of the cocoa bean, that is where payment will be made. So if it becomes evident that the cocoa has been graded and sealed, and Cocoa Board has taken delivery, then of course the LBC that made the delivery to Cocoa Board would have to be paid for the produce or for the purchase that they've made. So until Cocoa Board takes delivery of that, you cannot say that payment will be made. And as I posited earlier, we do not interface directly with the cocoa farmer. So it is not Cocoa Board outfit that the farmer will come for the payment of a produce or a bean that they've sold to an LBC. That is not how the system works.
Thank you for the clarity. Now, finally, let's look at the party, basically the pay cut. How much are we hoping to save every month? And when will other reforms fully take off, concerning the reforms that are proposed by the finance minister?
So I've always been tentative about the amount of savings that we are going to realize out of the pay cut. I've been tentative about it, and that must be stated quite clearly, because we were expecting some information from the HR department as well as the Department of Finance. So after they have computed everything, that is where I can factually put out information that, oh, at the end of every month, this is how much we are hot saving, and this is the calculation therein, so that at least it will bring some form of clarity. But it is important for us to not lose sight of the fact that a decision has been taken, which has never been taken, I mean, in the lifespan of Cocoa Board, as well as its operations are hot content. So I wouldn't say that the new management need to be commended, but at least it is a step to mitigating a challenge which we have inherited. Now, Your next question, I don't know, you asked two questions. One was in relation to the pay cut and yes. how much we are realizing, and then the other, if you could refresh my
basically,
memory.
Yes, how much of a pay cut? I just asked you that, and you said basically you have to take assessment of the various department and how many people, but you can just give us an average, especially looking at how many workers or staff.
I spoke to Joy News yesterday, and then I put a tentative figure out there that looking at it, we shouldn't be expecting anything less than maybe 3 to 5 million, because if we have about over 10,000 permanent staff and also having some contract staff of about 8,000 or so. So if you should put them together and then say that you have about 9,000 to be senior staff, and you are saving about 500 Ghana cedis or so per month on each individual's cut salary, then of course we should be looking in the region of 3 to 5 million. So that information I've already put out there.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerome, for speaking with us here on the marketplace. Now, moving on, the government has settled all arrears due in terms of SNIT contributions to public sector workers ending last year. Director General of the State Pension Trust, SNIT, Kwesi Afribaini, disclosed this to Joy Business after engagement with employers in Tamale in the northern region.
The Minister of Finance and Government for the contributions that came in 2025. For the first time in many years, I don't recall the last time that in a particular year, all due contributions were paid by government. But in 2025, every month's due contribution. So you know, you pay your contributions by 14th of the subsequent month. So December's contributions were not due by end of December. As of December, all due contributions up to November had been paid. Even for December, that was due in January 2026. By December, government had earlier paid about 50%, and in 2026 has already cleared it. Government also in 2025 cleared outstanding contributions of 3 months worth 1,050,000,000 cedis from 2024 arrears that were passed on to the new government. That was also paid by March. Government, however, still has obligations to the trust with regards to penalty payments. So with regards to penalty payments, yes, there are outstanding penalty payments dating back to several years that we are in conversations with the Minister of Finance on to agree on a structured plan to resolve that matter.
And what amounts are
the total, like I said, there is no contribution arrears, but penalty arrears that we are having conversation on that dates back to several years up to 2024 amounts to close to about 48 billion.
Now let's get on forward and speak to the Executive Director of the Africa Center for Retirement Research, Abdullah Masood, for more analysis on this development. Abdullah, it's good to have you here on the marketplace. Now, what will this payment mean to the operations of SNIT?